You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We begin this episode with one of the many Brits who fell in love with the music from Detroit with a song that had propelled Diana Ross to stardom as a solo singer. So first out the blocks in this episode of In Love with Motown is Londoner Dionne Broomfield, who has said the reason she began singing was down to someone else who'd also enjoyed a hit with this, the great Marvin Gaye. Anyway, here is Dionne from 2016 here on LGRadio.online.
Ain't no mountain
ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide.
Dionne Broomfield getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Well, I hope all's well with you. Thank you very much for tuning in. We've celebrated the classic Motown writing team of Holland, Dozier, Holland in these shows, and now time to focus on one part of the trio, Eddie Holland. Now, although the team wrote this in 1964, the version Eddie himself recorded wasn't actually released until 2005, by which point it had been a huge hit for the Doobie Brothers. So let's hear one of Motown's greatest songwriters sing one of his own compositions here on In Love with Motown.
Once more.
Eddie Holland with one of his rarely heard recordings. Something Now from an event that was filmed in 2002 celebrating the musicians who played on all of the classic Motown recordings, the Funk Brothers. The movie was called Standing in the Shadows of Motown and featured a variety of guest singers singing along to the original arrangements of the classics played by the surviving members of that incredible team of studio musicians. Anyway, one of the guest singers who joined them was the great Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan from the soundtrack album Standing in the Shadows of Motown, which I'm sure we'll be hearing more of in these shows here on lgradio.online. Here's an American band who were hugely influenced by the 60s beat groups coming out of the UK. They were tremendously popular on the club scene in their native Detroit, and despite being hugely into the Beatles, Stones and Kinks, like their English counterparts, they too couldn't resist falling in love with Motown, and they recorded this as a salute to the Temptations.
Little girl, you're so doggone fine, you're about to mess up my mind. Oh, you got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. Oh, yeah. I'm holding you so tight. Oh, oh yeah.
The Underdogs here on In Love With Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Don't forget, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know which songs have kept you in love with Motown. There's the message board on the website, of course, lgradio.online. Or if you'd rather, you can just email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. Whilst the majority of the songs recorded by Motown's artists were written in-house by the likes of Holland, Dozier Holland and Smokey Robinson, Motown wasn't impartial to some of the incredible songs that were being written in other parts of the world. In other episodes of In Love With Motown, which are available via the Listen Again page on the website, we've heard Berry Gordy's stable pay tribute to songs written by Lennon and McCartney. And Motown was just as enthusiastic when it came to their love of songs coming out of New York's Brill Building in the 1960s. At one point, they dedicated an entire album celebrating the work of Burt Bacharach, which included this from Gladys Knight.
One less bell to answer. One less egg to fry. One less man to pick up after.
That's Gladys Knight here on In Love With Motown, demonstrating her love of Bacharach and David's music. Time for one more here on In Love With Motown, and it features one of the many voices who were and still are in love with the great label. Michael McDonald has described in interviews how he spent his early years performing in clubs and bars, desperately trying to sound like his Motown heroes, performing the label's repertoire night after night, way before he achieved success in the Doobie Brothers and later as a solo artist. In the early 2000s, he finally got round to recording two albums of songs from the label, displaying his love of Motown. Michael McDonald concluding matters for us here on lgradio.online for our In Love with Motown program. Please do check the website out and find out when our next one is on. And you can also find out when you can listen to these shows again. That is, of course, all at lgradio.online. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.